Blog Talk Radio.
These songs. Here it is, our people, for the most part, they read the book of Deuteronomy and heard about the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and they began to wake up. And like, my goodness, this happened to nobody else. This only happened to us. Here it is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th, if you turn there for a second. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, you read things such as this. And we're going to start reading at the 63rd verse. And watch what it says. 28, and what are we discussing? We're talking about signs. That's what we're discussing. Signs of the last days. And it shall come to pass that as Yah rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yah will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou go to possess it. And Yah shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And here it is. We are a people known to be scattered all over the face of the earth. Nobody else is claiming that they've been scattered. As a matter of fact, everybody on the earth know exactly who they are. They know their nativity. They know their language. They know their culture. They know their land. They know their king or prince or ruler. Their life and nationality is well intact. But then there's a people that don't know who they are. And they've been scattered all over. All they know is that they got to where they are through slavery, through someone else bringing them to their demise. And watch what it says. And let me add, and then when they got to these places, they were serving wood and stone. And this is exactly what our people are doing today. What do you think the wooden cross represents? And not only we serve in wood and stone, but the Almighty said we will serve silver and gold. Now we got silver and gold crosses with a man hanging on it. Statues that our people love and revere and will kiss and bow to. They statues now, but our people still love and revere these things, even though these things, all you got to do is take a rock or a hammer and smash it, and it's going to break into pieces. Here it is. We got pictures on the wall of a man that we called our Lord and Savior. What Yahweh has said has come to pass. And this sign is true. But we're looking at other people. Watch what it says. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, sorrow of mine. And if you are one of the recipients of the lost tribes of Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that was brought to many of the various countries through slavery, you know exactly what this scripture means. And many of our people happen to open up their books to this chapter and they say, my goodness, this is talking about us. This is talking about me. This is talking about my ancestors. And why? Because this is a sign. See, our signs of the last days are in the Creator's word. They're not these funny signs that your enemies give you. I know they got all these Christian stations and all these Islamic stations and all these things on YouTube and stuff that you're watching, and they trying to show you various different signs. Man, these people are not anyone or anything that you should be watching to know the Most High and what He will do. The Almighty didn't reveal Himself to these people for you to be listening to at all. I know what they got on YouTube. And I know what they're saying on YouTube and all these various networks. No, these people are not sent from Yah to steer you in the right direction. All these people are doing is confusing you and having you to fear something you shouldn't fear. None of them got you fearing the Most High, because none of them would teach you to keep His commandments, His laws, His statutes, and His judgments. All they're going to tell you is get ready for the last day. All they're going to tell you is take your money out of the bank and put it in something like gold and silver. All they're going to tell you is get you a book pack, a book bag, a backpack, and store up some stuff. All they're going to tell you is get you a passport and get ready to go. But they're not going to tell you to fear Yah and to keep His commandments. Watch what it says. You're going to have trembling heart, filling of vow, sorrow of mind. And watch what this says. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life. Who is this speaking about? This is not speaking of somebody Jewish. They're not fearing nothing about their life. This is not talking about no Chinese person or Mexican person. I don't care how much Trump talk about Mexicans got to go and this, that, and other, and we're going to deport you and this, that. The Mexicans are doing fine. Got them banks. They building great in America. Taking over companies, jobs, and building their own communities. There's not a people fearing day and night. A people that's fearing day and night, they fear too much to try to build something, because they fear day and night. And they have no assurance of their life. And look at the black communities. What do you see? Nothing but ruins. Why? They fear too much to try to build anything together. Watch what this says. In the morning thou shalt say, what Elohim it were even. Man, I wish it was even. Why? Because maybe some good gonna happen at that time. And at even thou shalt say, what it Elohim were morning. Man, I wish it was morning, because maybe some good gonna happen there. Maybe a blessing is gonna fall out of the sky and change the day that I'm having today. Because today I'm broke. Today I barely can feed myself. I barely can feed my children. I barely can get to next week or tomorrow. This is when you have no insurance of your life. For the fear of thy heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes which thou shalt see. And when you live in certain communities, you're seeing things that you wish you would have never saw. And you've seen it all the time. And this 68th verse, I want you to pay close attention to. And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you. Which let you know no man will buy you out of the situation and condition that you're going to find yourself in. And you will have no power, no might in your hands. Our people read these things and they said, my goodness, this is what woke me up. This is what helped me to understand I'm Israel. I'm an Israelite. I'm a Hebrew. These are the things that I can historically see and biblically see that this is talking about us. But then once we woke up to the fact that we Hebrews, then we lost sight of all the various signs that's still here dealing with us to let us know not only what the Creator is saying is true, but how we ourselves must prepare for Him. And Yah gave us many signs of the last days, but all our people want to talk about things that have no bearing at all with you. These are signs that come from other people that they fear, and then they put their fear on you, and you start fearing it. Man, the stock market is going to fall. Who cares about the stock market? We ain't on the stock market anyway. Well, what we have to do with the stock market? I know you got some of our people, they might be on the stock market, but the mass majority of our people know they have nothing to do with the stock market at all. Man, all the grids going to go down, all the electrical grids. Man, we barely can pay for electric today anyway. Who cares about if it's going to fall? I'd rather for it to fall for everybody instead of just me. Instead of my electric just being cut off, let everybody's electric be cut off. I know that sounds like misery love company, but that seemed fair to me. Wow, my electric just got to be cut off. These are the things that's happening to us because these are the signs and the wonders that Yahweh said will come to our doors. But what about the last days? Yeah, there's many signs that you should be looking at. And let me tell you the number one sign you should be looking at that I don't, for the life of me, I just don't understand why this sign seemed to escape people or people just don't care or they not concerned or they not talking about it. It's not anything big at all. And you read about it in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Let us turn there. In the book of Genesis 15, and watch what this says. This is what the Creator says. The same book that told us what will befall us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Here the Creator speaking in the book of Genesis and says this. starting at the 12th verse. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And here it is. The Creator said, I told Abram many, many years ago that our people will be in a land that is not theirs, and they will serve the stranger, and they shall be afflicted by the stranger for 400 years. And here it is. We're the only people on earth today as a nation of people that have been taken out of our land through the act of captivity and never returned. It is only one place that have the records, or two places that have the record, in which we've been in another man's land. The first record is here, the Creator letting us know that his people shall be in a land that is not theirs. And every day, every night, every month, every year, for 400 years, they shall be afflicted in a land that is not theirs. Now, once again, here we are looking for signs. And the sign is staring us right in the mirror. And that is that we the only people that have been in a land that is not theirs for almost 400 years. I know there's people out there tell you, well, we've been here longer than 400 years. We've been here such and such time. Where's that record at? Who said that? Where are you getting that from? The Almighty said 400 years. And then here it is, even the United States government signed into law January of 2018 to commemorate the 400-year arrival of the first slaves in Jamestown, Virginia. And the celebration is supposed to take place, it start taking place in 2019, which is 400 years. Now, is that a coincidence? Is that some just a shake of the dice? No, it's not at all. Here it is. America just celebrated their 400-year anniversary in 2007. They just celebrated theirs 11 years ago. I remember it. And it was held in Jamestown, Virginia. And why is that important to know? Because ask yourself, what are we doing? In other words, when we found out, yeah, we did come over here on slave ships, we are the tail and not the head. We are the ones who are serving their enemies for hunger, for thirst, for clothing, and for want of all things, as the scripture is saying. We are the people who is known and called a byword and a proverb. as the scripture is saying. We are the ones where the scriptures say the stranger shall come into thee and get up very high, and thou shalt come down very low. We are those people, and we found this out, and we begin like a trumpet crawling out. We are Israel. We are the original people. We are the original Hebrews, because we woke up to who we are. But here it is. It appears that the 400 years that the Creator prophesied that we will be in a land that is not ours seem to be approaching fastly upon us, and what are we doing about it? What are the leaders? Are they meeting about it? Is there some emergency meeting that they done set up to talk about this thing so the people can know what to do? How do Yahweh want us to prepare for him, since Yahweh don't lie? And he said 400 years, so he meant 400 years. Even if you believe, well, that might not be the exact time, at least you'll be close enough where you start thinking, well, we got to start planning. We got to start talking. We got to start doing something. Let's see what Yahweh has said. And let me tell you what we did, because I want you to understand, we're not hypocrites, so we're not about to criticize people without doing. And we did exactly what the Creator told us we're supposed to do in the time of trouble and in the time of our end. And let me show you a couple of things. One is in the book of Deuteronomy. So you can see for yourself. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And let's see what the Creator said. Watch this. Starting at the 24th verse. Let's start at 23. Deuteronomy 4 and 23. Because we're talking about signs. And I'm telling you, the number one sign you should be seeing is our 400 years. Says, take heed to yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Yahweh Elohim, which he made with you, make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which Yahweh Elohim hath forbidden thee. For Yahweh Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh Elohim to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be now few in number among the heathen, whether Yahweh lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Now, do Deuteronomy 28 make sense to you now? But watch what happens when We are in that predicament. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we are in that predicament. Serving things that can't see, hear, eat, or smell amongst all the nations where Yahweh scattered us. Watch the 29th verse. But if from thence thou shalt seek Yada Elohim, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to Yada Elohim and shall be obedient unto his voice, for Yahweh thy Elohim is a merciful Elohim, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. So what did we do? We seen these things. And we asked and we sent letters and made calls all out to the leaders. And we did this in 2015. Why? Because the Creator had inspired us. He inspired us to know what we should be doing in the last days. And I personally visited seven different cities, called several different leaders, and we sent letters around the country. And all I said to the leaders was, let us come together and let us seek Yah. Let us seek Yah and let him make the crooked things straight. We don't have to fight no more. We don't have to do that no more. All we have to do is come together and seek the Most High. And we did this over the course of one whole year. And then in 2016, when we started this, it was March at the beginning of the year in 2015. And then the beginning of the year 2016, in March, we went to Virginia, the very place where the crime took place, in Virginia. That's where the ships docked. That's where we came off the ships, butt naked, shackled, chained, never to return back home. There, we fasted with sackcloth, ashes, and we sought the Most High, as the Creator told us to do. And why? Because the Creator wants us to humble ourselves. He wants us to come together in humility. This is the only way that he's going to spare us. And we're entering a time where we need to be spared. So everybody's heart and mind should be greatly on the 400 years. We act like this 400 year, when it comes, we just going to hold hands and walk out of America. I don't know what we think. But it's not going down like that, because the Creator has determined evil upon the earth as well as our people. And the Almighty said he is returning. But when he returns, he's going to return with his anger, with his wrath. He's not returning with some love and affection. This is what we got to know. Watch what the Creator let our people know in the days of old. Because this is something that you got to know about the Most High. The Creator said he don't change. And I'm here to tell you as his witness, he don't change at all. Watch what he let us know in the book of Genesis, the 50th chapter. In the book of Genesis 50, and I'm going to start reading at the 22nd verse. Genesis 50:22. And Yosef dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Yosef lived 110 years. And Yosef saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Yosef's knees. And Yosef said unto his brother, I die, and Elohim will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Yosef took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Yosef died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. And so what did our people do? All throughout the various generations, after the death of Yosef, what do you think they were telling their sons? Well, let me tell you what they was telling them. Elohim will surely visit us. He's going to return. He's coming to us. Just like we telling you all, that Yahweh is going to return. He's going to visit us. And he's going to visit us upon our iniquities and our sins, as well as visit the iniquities of our enemies. That's first and foremost. And then all those who Yahweh called a remnant that he see fit to spare, them will he spare. But first, you got to come to the undeniable reality and truth that Yahweh will visit us. As he did in the days of old, so shall he do in the future. And look what happened. Just to show you what Yosef said came to pass in the book of Exodus. Exodus 13. And why is this important? Why are we even discussing this? Because Yahweh said there will be signs to let us know what's going on. And our people looking at things that's taking them away from fearing the Most High. Matter of fact, the things our people looking at, all they doing is fearing what's going to take place in the earth. Man, we got to get ourselves together. Look what's happening in the earth. Well, the only way you're going to get yourself together is you do thus is Yah. But if you think you're going to get yourself together because you done came up on some slick survival tactics, man, I got to give me some guns, man, and we got to get some bullets. We got to get this. We got to get that. Man, you can get whatever you want. But if it ain't what Yahweh said, you got it in vain. Watch this in Exodus 13, the 17th verse. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And how did Yahweh visit the children of Israel? Through Moses. How did he visit them in Egypt? Through signs and wonders. And how do you think Yahweh will visit us today? Through his messenger and through signs and wonders. But are we listening? Are we paying attention? See, if we're paying attention, let me tell you what we will do. If we are paying attention to Yahweh's messenger. And look, watch what this says. Because we're talking about signs and wonders. Watch this in the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah, the second chapter. Here it is, the book talk about our 400-year captivity. And here it is, not only the book talking about it, but Congress is even talking about it. Is Congress talking about it because the book is talking about it? Is Congress talking about it because it's something that our people, Yahweh want our people to know? Watch this in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. I want you to see this. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth. Before the day pass as the chaff. Before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. And I sent letters out to all the various leaders that I knew. And this is exactly what I showed them. And had in a letter that Yahweh is angry. He's coming back with his anger. How can we just sit idly by, not do nothing, and we see Yahweh about to return? Either we don't care, either we don't know, either we misinformed, either we looking for something else, but in either way, that spells trouble for us. Especially those who refuse to obey. One sister asked me, she said, Maria, we might need to do it again. We might need to come together and seek Yah again. And she might be correct. I don't know. But he just hadn't inspired me to do it twice. And that's important because Yahweh don't have to do nothing once, let alone twice. And I know it's from Yahweh because it's in his word. Watch what this says. Third verse. Seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So if you hadn't sought the Most High, this is something that you're going to have to learn to do. You're going to have to seek righteousness and seek meekness because these seem to be the only two factors. And the third factor is gathering yourselves together. Three factors that Yahweh has set in the earth for anyone to do that have the mind to be hid in the day of his anger. Because watch this. And this is why. For gather shall be forsaken. Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday. Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nation of the Kerites. The word of Yah is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitants. And the sea coast shall be dwellings and cottages for the shepherds and folds for the flock. And watch this, 7th verse. This is what I want you to pay attention to. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening. For Yahweh their Elohim shall visit them and turn away their captivity. So Yahweh has determined, he has purpose to visit his people again. But who is looking for the sign of this visitation? The Almighty let us know, and it's real important though, he said, well, let me let the book speak, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And watch what this says. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, 14th and 15th verse. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men shall fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And Elohim require that which is past. So let us look at the past to understand what's going on now and what shall be. And watch this. In the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 7th chapter. And this is what it says in the very first verse in Exodus, the 7th chapter. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, see, I have made thee a Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. And thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moshe and now all who wrong did as Yahweh commanded them, so did they. Now watch this. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spake unto Pharaoh. In other words, when Moses stood before Pharaoh, he was 40 years old. Now why is that important to know? Why is that significant? Why does that even matter? Because as I told you before, the very signs that you should be looking at and looking for are the various signs that you should, they stand you right in the mirror. You are the sign. Here it is. Moses was 40 years old. Aaron was 43 years old when they stood before Pharaoh. This lets you know that when they stood before Pharaoh, they were in the seventh year of Yahweh's Sabbath of years. The seventh year. Now, how do I know that? It didn't say it was the seventh year. Matter of fact, it didn't say what year they were in. All this said was Moses was 40 years old and Aaron was 43 years old. So where did I get the fact that it was the seventh year? Well, the scripture said wisdom is the principal thing. And with all that getting, get understanding. You know it's the seventh year because when did our people come out of Egypt? The first year. The 15th day of the very first month. In other words, it had to be a year before the first year. It's only seven different years. And we know that it's only seven different years because Yahweh told us the number seven Sabbaths of years. The seventh being the Sabbath of year. And after that Sabbath of year, it goes right back to the first year. And once we number seven Sabbaths of years, the seventh Sabbath of year shall be what? 49 years. And then we're supposed to hallow the 50th year. Watch this, what the Creator says in the book of Leviticus 25. In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, the 8th verse, and thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee. Seven times 7 years. And the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. So what is this letting us know? When our people came out, they came out in the first year. Well, little do people know the first year is the 50th year. Because when is the seventh year? The 49th year. So you know the 50th year has to be the first year. And what do that represent? It represents Jubilee. And what do that represent? It represents freedom. And here it is. Our people was let go in the first year. The 15th day of the very first month, they went out of Egypt. Look what it says in the book of Numbers 33. In the book of Numbers 33, it says in the third verse, and they departed from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month. On the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which Yah had smitten among them upon their deities, also Yah executed judgment. So this is when we went out. And that's important to know why. Because when our people went out, according to the scriptures, in the first month of the very first year, the 15th day, you know, when Moses and Aaron were standing before Pharaoh in that 7 year, Yahweh was doing all kinds of signs and wonders all the way up until the time that they left Egypt. And these signs and wonders didn't take no 15 days. No, they took way longer than 15 days. And some signs and wonders, Moses, the wonder happened over the course of a whole week. They didn't go back to Pharaoh for a whole week. Like in the case of when he smite the waters with blood. That was like that for one whole week. And then they went back and healed the waters. And there were very other signs. The Almighty said, I want it to be dark in the camp of the Egyptians for 3 days. And they had darkness where they neither had day and night. It was just dark for 3 days. And the scriptures say the dark was so thick that they could feel it. How can you feel darkness? My goodness, that's got to be some thick stuff that you can feel it. And that happened, it took 3 days for that to go down by itself. That's just one sign. And it was 10 signs, 10 wonders. And here Yahweh, once again, is letting us know that he's going to visit us. And you don't think he's going to visit us with signs and wonders? And the 400 year is fastly approaching us. Watch what he said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. In the book of Exodus 12, this is what it says, the 40th verse. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, were 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yah to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Why? Because this is the time of our deliverance. This is the time of our liberty. So it is a night to be much observed. But here it is. Liberty is on its way. But we don't act like it. Because what are we doing to receive it? What talk is being taught among the Israelites, the Hebrews that have been captive for 400 years? Has there been an emergency meeting set up? Have the leaders came together and say, look, Yahweh is going to visit us. Let us get ready. Are they coming together to talk about the very signs that show the visitation of Yah? How will we even know whether Yahweh visited us or not? How will we even know? Was sent to the people, the first thing he was sent was with his word. And then Yahweh gave him various signs to let the people know, because the people weren't going to believe him, to show the people. And there are signs today of Yahweh's messenger and of Yahweh's visitation. Here it is. Our people who have been captive for so long, from generation to generation, are not even aware of the very thing that will protect them in the last days. The very thing they've been waiting on all their life, and that is to be free people and to go to their own land. Let me show you one of the signs that's going to take place. And it won't happen in North Korea, in South Korea, in Russia, and all the other things our people looking at. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah 30, the very first verse, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yah saying, thus speaketh Yah Elohim of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in the book. For lo, the days come, says Yah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yehuda, says Yah, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that Yah spake concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yah, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man do travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that there is none like it. It is even a time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Our people think we in Yaakov's trouble right now. No, if we was in Yaakov's trouble right now, trust and believe, most likely I wouldn't be reading what I'm reading to you today. Because when this trouble go down, you're not going to be watching YouTube as freely eating popcorn that you're doing today. No. That freedom that you think you have will no longer be. And watch what it says. For it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yah their Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. So what is this letting us know? This is letting know one of the very signs that Yahweh was seeing to let us know that indeed, not only are we in the last days, but our redemption, our liberty is at hand. It is the trouble that will befall us. What you think we're going to be saved out of? Our people don't even think they need to be saved from nothing today. They think that all they need is to get a job and a business and some land, and they're fine. But they don't think it's something we need to be saved from. But I can assure you that in the nearest of future, very near, much more sooner than later, that the very thing that you don't think will happen and you're not considering is going to happen, and we know you're not considering it because you refuse to gather yourselves together. You're not considering it because you refuse to seek righteousness and meekness. Not even your worst nightmare is going to come upon you. Because what's going to come upon you, you ain't even dreamed about. You ain't even thought about it. This thing that will happen to our people, you're not going to be prepared for. Or less you did what Yahweh said do. And that's the very thing everybody making excuses not to do. This is a sign. So you know what I look for? I look for great trouble to befall our people. Not the world. Not other people. I look for trouble to befall us. Yes, the ones that sin against their maker, their Elohim, the whole family who the Creator said, we the only family that he has known. So he will punish us for our iniquities. So who's looking for the great trouble to come upon our people? And then after, and then if you're looking for it, then what are you doing? What sacrifices have you made? What works are you doing to say, this is what I'm doing as a result of the trouble that I know is coming? You store something up, you got some water, food. Where did Yahweh say that at? Cast out your bank accounts and all. Where he say that at? Bought some land. Where he say that at? I just want to see, what have you done and what are you doing and what works have you wrought with your hands to prepare for Yahweh? Because this is a sign. The very first one is 400 years. But at the end, just like a baby being born, the travailing that would take place before the birth is the worst part. And our people are not travailing yet. They're not in the pain of travail. That's how you know we're not in Yaakov's trouble. But I can assure you, we will. Sooner rather than later. And then you're going to know Yahweh has visited us. Then you're going to know. And you know why? Because then it won't be no fake cries. It'll be real cries out to Yahweh. You really then will be looking for Yahweh. But this is what Yahweh said. All those who will look for him at the wrong time, in the book of Proverbs. What are we discussing? We're discussing the signs of the last days. I don't know why people are not looking at the 400 years. Captivity of our people. Jacob's trouble is a sign. People say, well, we in Jacob's trouble now. How are you in Jacob's trouble and nobody crying? Everybody going to work when they want to go to work. Everybody going home when they want to go to home. You doing what you want to do. That ain't no Jacob's trouble. You don't know what Jacob's trouble is. Look what it says in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, 25th verse. But ye have set at not all my counsel with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. And when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction coming as a whirlwind, because that's how it's going to come. It's going to come fast and furious. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. They were none of my counsel, and they despise all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. And what did Yahweh tell us to do to dwell safely? He told us, gather ourselves together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the chaff passes, the wind. Before the fierce anger of Yah come upon us, seek Yah, seek righteousness, seek meekness, that he might be healed in the day of Yah's anger. So we don't, this is not rocket science. We know what to do. But the question is, why aren't we doing it? These are the signs. What, you going to wait till the trouble get here? I'm letting you know. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. The trouble is here now. He know you're going to seek him when the trouble get here. He know that because he know the trouble he bringing. He know the anger that's going to take hold. So that's not even a question. He wants you to seek him with your own free will because he said it in his word. And he wants you to believe his words. And if you can believe his words, then that's the type of person, that's the type of individual, that's the type of one that he wants a part of his remnant. Furthermore, speaking of the very signs that will befall us in the last days to let you know, my goodness, time is at hand. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah. Here it is. Our people looking at Russia. They looking at North Korea, South Korea. They looking at Syria and Iran and Israel and all of these other countries instead of looking in the mirror. What will happen to you and I . That's what it's going to be about. This is what it says, Isaiah 13. Starting at verse 13. It says, therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of Yahweh, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Why? Because of the trouble that Yahweh will bring on earth. Do you realize when you start seeing a bunch of Mexicans go back to Mexico, and you start seeing the Koreans go back to Korea, and you start seeing the Chinese go back to China, and when you start seeing every other people start fleeing up out of America, then you're going to know that the signs of Yah, his word has come to pass in trouble. In other words, Yahweh is here. And watch and wait. Because that's one of the first things you're going to start seeing is people fleeing, getting the heck out of here. But there's going to be a dilemma. And the dilemma is, where will our people go? Our people don't even know who they are. They don't even know where they belong. They don't know the land of their nativity. So where are they going to flee to? What boat and ship and plane will they get on? What raft will they take up? Well, they can't take up nothing. They don't even know where to go. But we do. And let me tell you where we're going to flee. Nowhere. Because Yahweh has already told us that he was going to save us. Now, many of our people, they're going to flee. because they're going to fear the fears of other people. And they're going to dread the dread of other people. So they're going to flee. And they're going to run. And they're going to hide. But just like Jonah, who can hide from Yahweh? This evil is not coming from man. That's why I don't know why people think they can just store up some water and store some food up and get a bunch of bullets and guns. What, you going to shoot Yahweh? What in the world are you thinking about? This is Yahweh who's going to return, right? This is no man that you can shoot and stab and bunker down until he pass over you. Watch what this says. 14 verse again. And it shall be as the chase roll and as a sheep that no man take it up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. In other words, go ahead and try to go with the Chinese and see what happens. Your head gonna be cut off. You ain't Chinese, man. Oh, you're on the wrong ship. You're on the wrong plane. Watch what it says. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver. In other words, you can't pay them off. And as for gold, they shall not delight in it, because they come with one purpose and one purpose only. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children, because they're going to be sent for one thing and one thing only, and that's to destroy. So, what is the message? The message is start looking in the mirror. The man in the mirror, you the sign, you the wonder, you the signs of the last day. You better concern yourself what thus says Yah will happen to us rather than what thus says Yah will happen to anyone else. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.